Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Mac with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, we have very sad news. Newstead Brewing Co. is closing its doors permanently after 13 years of operation. The family-run business struggled after the 2022 floods as they needed to prepare for the damage and were unable to brew for 7 months. Despite efforts to find an investor since, they couldn't secure one. Newstead Brewery was one of the very first modern breweries in Brisbane and was very loved. In national news, an unprecedented bushfire is burning in Tasmania's west. Queenstown, which has the largest population on Tasmania's west coast, are urged to keep an eye out as the bushfire approaches the edge of the town. The Tasmania Fire Service issued a watch and an alert to those residing around the affected areas. They will also be using firefighting aircrafts to control the blaze. Northwest Acting District Officer Peter Brado said that they still don't know the cause of the fire and are still assessing the conditions.
Also in national news, New South Wales Anti-Slavery Commissioner James Cockayne is reviewing the state's procurement of electric buses amidst claims that parts of the vehicles were made with slave labour. Last year, the US House Select Committee on the Chinese Government claimed it found indisputable evidence of batteries made by Chinese company Amperex Technology were made using Uyghur labour in the autonomous Uyghur region. Cockayne said in an interview that he was monitoring the government's EV procurement given the high modern slavery risks inherent in EV supply chains. And in international news, Israeli police have raided the same East Jerusalem bookshop twice in the same month, with officers confiscating books suspected of fueling incitement. The educational bookstore in the Israel-annexed East Jerusalem is a literary mainstay in the area, selling books discussing Israel-Palestine relationship and Middle East culture. The owner, Mr. Munoz, and his brother said that police had not provided search warrants on either instance, and Munoz was released from custody both times 2 days after his arrest. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cool, humid, and cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back once again at 11 a.m. with plenty more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.